Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You've come to the show Edge of Truth. We're happy to have all of you with us again here today. Our guest call-in number is 619-789-4304, 619-789-4304, and we also have our chat room open for you. Come in with your ideas, opinions, or questions. Well, today we kind of got into another topic here that maybe will align with a lot of people's interest in the sense of the mainstream, lamestream news potential here of shifting from truth to narratives. And on a fundamental basis, you know, we all have a personal truth, and there's a societal, institutional, religious, political truths out there. And on another level, there's an absolute truth, which a lot of people never really are even looking at in a universal sense, because a lot of their attention span and energy is being distracted by this potential to get caught up in these low-level, non-factual, conspiratorial narratives. And so, basically a narrative is just a story that has been conjured up. It may be based somewhat on a experience of a reporter or a person seeing the situation. And a little of it gets into the, there's an incident happens, there's 20 people standing around seeing this experience emerge, and then being, you know, able to ask each person what it is they thought they saw. And a lot of it gets down to all of them are different. So just in that sense, this personal narrative or this personal truth that people get into is in lots of cases something to be really questioned, because it's all based on their conditioning and beliefs and whatever they want to value in their lives. And so that's okay. But as you can see, if there's 20 people standing around, you get 20 possible narratives or 20 possible stories about the exact thing that really happened there, which is what a lot of our reporters and editorialists are supposed to be doing, excuse me, in the everyday world of putting back a piece of what might have happened out there, because in a sense, if they weren't there, somebody told them what happened. So it's, you know, kind of not a first-hand, it's a second-hand and possibly third-hand information source that's been handed to them that they may question or not question and put it out there in the mainstream, lamestream news. And so this is what we tend to get daily on the internet and TV, if you watch TV, as what has truly gone on or what is going on, when a lot of it can just be hypothetical story making rhetoric that somebody came up with. So in that sense, what we're talking about here today is, you know, shifting from truth to these narratives as the truth of our existence. On the Edge of Truth, we've been here about 6 or 7 years, and we've always gone back to what is the absolute truth. That's why the show's called The Edge of Truth. What is the truth? You know, and in this sense, truth has been narrowed down to the the next, you know, editorial narrative, political narrative, religious narrative that has been encrusted into the minds of people. And so this is how society has, and the world has pretty much planed off into just being not a world of real facts, we'll call it, on just a factual basis, but just this whole, what's the next story? Most of these newswire services just, they survive on this daily, momentarily, because if they don't have them, then they don't really, you know, draw in the advertisers' money and stay in business very long. So if that's the case, then, you know, a lot of it's being funneled down into just, you know, money making again. And who cares about the truth of the situation? Let's just make it up. It's real easy to do, I guess, if you're a liar. So there is kind of a new media situation there in the realm of over the last, say, 20, 25 years. Since now it's gone digital, you get a lot of really fast-paced electronic worldwide access. You can spin a story, and whether it has any, you know, basis in any reality or facts, it gets published as if it's really real and it really happened the way they say it happened. I've read editorials where some of the newswire services got it as the same story. They all reported it as the same story. Then you read another one and it's like somebody just made up some stuff. And so that's kind of what's happening in the world of truth, we'll call it, because we're not really looking at the truth or the absolute truth because of all this distraction of our attention. And so we talk about this a lot here on the Edge of Truth is, you know, where is your attention? Has it just gone completely off the rails into the never, never land of whoever wants to make up a story about whatever issue or political situation that's going on is just, you know, just kind of made up. It's like all this Russian stuff about Trump, all the stuff about this impeachment, based on what? We'll just go into this a little bit, you know, it's supposedly based on this whole phone call. So he releases the phone call and nobody finds anything really derogatory or corrupt or anything about it. But it just keeps going on. So they have to keep going on because basically the House at this point and the Democrats in general don't have anything to really base anything on. They just try to keep it going. So this is part of what we're talking about here in this making stuff up. Because a few of them now are admitting, you know, this is all just kind of smoke and mirrors. And they just don't really like Trump because he beat Hillary. So, you know, it kind of gets into that realm there of for, against, and keeping you distracted into talking to your coffee shop neighbors or whatever about this thing. So you guys will have something to talk about, but it's not really based in any of your own research or insight into finding out what the truth of the situation is. You just accept it. And that's pretty much what we're talking about here on the show today, is not accepting it, at least for me personally. And Sharon Quinn here, she's probably going to come in here a little bit later, but if you don't do any in-depth research into any of this, then it all gets, you know, left on the surface as conspiracies and non-truths and know, things that did or didn't happen, and especially the way they did or didn't happen and the way somebody reported it. And now that's become the public narrative. This is what people talk about. And it's just based in pretty much the shallowness of the American consciousness. I'm not saying everybody. There's a lot of people who do a lot of deep investigation into the facts about lots of situations that people just take for granted. They don't question anything. They just kind of go along with the narrative, the story. And so this new media, we'll call it in a sense, has arisen here of fake news. And this glosses along on the surface of everyday conversations, you know, and people kind of get caught up in that niche of that type of surface level conversations. They never look beyond it. So we get caught up in this kind of a post-truth media. And, you know, some people go into it, like I said, and question it and get down into it and go, wow, this really never happened this way. So the post-truth media is just this after effect, because then things start, say a story's put out there, everybody supposedly accepts the narrative, and then later on the real facts come out and it shakes up the whole story, which was a lie in a lot of cases. And then I don't know, I don't talk to that many people that get real upset about being jerked around by this media that's now got so much capability of just putting out all kinds of BS anytime they want to. And then later on, these supposed facts are proven undermined and gone, yeah, this all was just made up. Nobody seems to get very upset about it. You know, so you need to really sit back and get kind of a little distance from a lot of this stuff for a while so that you can come back into your own personal center, we'll call it. That you have some actual openness to your own existence, simply as it is, so that you can listen into what we would call our higher self. Now, Sharon's written some books about this, Preface to Your Eternity, Tangle with the Divine and the Big If in Life, with about two or three more coming out. And you can get these in your libraries and your different bookstores across the world now. She's got them out there. It helps to get into a much more profound narrative, because it's not necessarily a story, it's just a way of re-entering your spiritual existence. And I know there's a lot of stuff out there on the market, we'll call it right now, but a lot of the mainstream teachings, and I don't care what country they're from, are thousands of years old, and really not a lot has changed in the technology. So it's just, you know, the same meditations. Maybe there's some new stuff out there and we're discovering different things, but to get to the truth of the situations, you have to go beyond everything that's here. Because all this wasn't here, we'll call it, prior to, say, a person waking up to an absolute truth or a universal truth. So Sharon has written some books about her experiences with that. And you can get those in your libraries and bookstores across the country and the world at this point. But to kind of get back to this post-truth media setup, you really need to start doing some investigation into what is happening after some of this stuff has been put out there as BS and lies. And at least find some source that is actually giving you some really straight shooting, right in your face information that's based on facts instead of just somebody's made up rhetoric. And a lot of this is just to deceive people. These power tripping cabal and everything that everybody thinks don't exist do exist. And they're just not talked about and they don't want to be known. Those are all sitting in the background watching all this going on. Just take the climate change thing for a minute. Now they're going to change it from global warming to climate change and to something else. Okay, here's a little bit of factual information. Go to the UN, go to the Interdisciplinary Program of Climate Change and ask them, is there really climate change? And in their own words on video, they said, there is no climate change. It's all about redistribution of wealth. So did you ever wonder why all this sudden migration all over the planet of the Muslims is happening almost simultaneously? You think that was by accident? I mean, look at it. It's all been happening about the same time. And so that's another UN migration program. We've got friends in Canada who don't like it. I mean, they're just overrunning the country. They can't support it. And that's just a small example. Now, that comes directly from people who live there, not from some news source. If we got them on the radio and they were talking about it, they would give you a mouthful and you might not like it, because if you're steeped in the belief that all this is just some kind of spontaneous thing, well, you know, you're just living in a dream. It's being put out there and they're admitting it. You just don't go deep enough into the research to find out that they're BSing you. I mean, somebody says, I've said this to friends, you know, this all is the migration, the climate. It's all been propagandized really well, because they want, the end game is to get rid of a lot of people. Of course, that's just too much for most people to really take in, because they couldn't be doing that. They couldn't be that mean, because a lot of people have really good intentions. Okay, and so some people just don't, and they don't really care about anybody but themselves. And they want most people to just go away. And, you know, that's maybe harsh to hear and everything, but see, this is part of it. So in the background of stuff that's on, it's all being set up. It's all being devised. I've watched the UN programming some of this information for 40 years. Okay, there's institutions that actually keep up with what's going on, but it's not mainstream news. They don't want it to be known mainstream, because then the gig's up. It's like when the internet was starting to be used to expose a lot of stuff, that's not what the cabals want. They don't want to be exposed. They're sitting in the shadows. They've got all kinds of money, power structures, and whatnot. And I don't necessarily want to make this show about that, but it is an example of the non-reporting that needs to be going on, the real exposure, and it not be a conspiracy. Doesn't have to be a conspiracy. It's consensus. it's their consensus. You know, they want to have their agendas put out there and expressed and carried out. Okay, I don't care what you think or anybody else. It's their agendas. They're pushing it through these institutions that nobody has really any direct communications with on a daily basis. And so most people get caught up in these emotional programs, Democratic, Republic, whatever you want to call the political bantering about, and they never look beyond it. So they get caught up in the distraction of some of the silliness of the issues, and they never go beyond it. It's just an emotional issue. People have interviewed a lot of these people, say, on the street, and after a certain amount of questioning, they don't have a clue as to what they're talking about. So this is where this post-truth media leaves you in the lurch. You know, you're just a vacuum, and you just get hung up in this one perspective on whatever issue you're hung up on. Past that, you don't know anything. My view of it is you're not doing your homework. Do your own homework. Don't rely on these people. Dig. I mean, if you're going to sit here and do that on the surface level, why wouldn't you be digging on a deeper level? Once you start digging, all of it starts being exposed. So we can get out of the conspiracy thing, and it's just a consensus. They have their consensus. They want things carried out the way they are. It's not a conspiracy. If you really look into it, they're organized. They're carrying this stuff out. So this can be on any level, obviously, right now, in the sense of the political arena here. They've got it going here. They've got this narrative going with the impeachment stuff, and they've had this thing going for 3 years. They have wasted our money, your money, on just utter disdain for a person. Of course, in the background, this is all part of the agenda. They're the face of the people you never see. They're just part of it, just like Hollywood. So this whole getting caught up on the face of things and into the situation of this post-truth media who's just lying, fake news. They don't care what they put out there. They'll apologize, and then they're forgiven by their liberal friends. So it's something to really look into, because this really leaves you at a very surface level of existence and believing that everything that they're talking about is something in truth, when it's just leading you by the nose into just never land. Some of it may be true in a sense, in the factual sense, but if they want to make something up, they will. So in getting into, backing up into your own personal existence, not in an egoic way or anything like that, just backing up, being in a simple existence and observing what is going on. So you got to start cleaning up your research filter, in a sense, to not only do it on those levels, but on your own personal level and on your own spiritual level, in the sense of your quest for what is absolute truth. So again, Sharon's put out some good books, Preface to Your Eternity, The Tangle with the Divine. These are good arenas to start in the sense of, getting back to basics. Okay, and then the bottom line of what all those basics are. I'm not going to talk about a lot of it here on the show, because if you want this information, then you need to get to those sources. It's like in any of these issues, say, in the newswire services, the stories on any issue, if you really want to know, you're going to have to dig. You can't rely on all that to be your primary factual-based information source. It's just not going to happen. You need to dig deeper. And it seems like there's levels of shows and possibilities for people to do that. But like if you just hang out on something like CNN and all day, your TV's on CNN all day, really, if you don't think you're not a brainwashed person, you better start waking up. And I don't care if it's any of them, question it. That's how you can get to the truth of a situation. That's partly what we talk about on the personal basis and spiritual basis as self-inquiry. Does any of this hold water? And if it does, why? Then you need to be doing, at least on those superficial levels, if that's where you want to hang out, what's your research on it, what's the underlying facts to the situation. Because if you don't get there, you're just going to get hung up in the narrative. And the narrative is a story. And stories are some of the basis of how we relate, obviously. You know, personal basis, historical basis, all that. What's the story? In some ways, that's the only way, for the most part, people can communicate. And it can be either a truthful, factual story. I mean, we can all have experiences in our lives and tell ourselves that's what it was about, but it may not be about it at all. That's an example of just getting caught up in a storytelling narrative. Okay, you've told that to yourself over and over again, and you think it's true. And, you know, I've had some of my family members tell me situations about my parents or siblings or whatever, and it's like I never heard that at all. But I'd made an assumption that somewhat contradicted that what had really happened in their eyes, or what did happen factually, is something I didn't even know anything about. But I'd made decisions on it in another sense. That was kind of a pathway of belief in myself, and it just wasn't true on a factual, everyday basis. So again, we were happy to have all of you with us here again on the Edge of Truth. Again, Sharon Quinn's books are Preface to Your Eternity, Big If in Life, and Tango with the Divine. And she has two or three others coming out. She's working pretty diligently with editorialists, attempting to get to the real truth, we'll say, for you. And so next week we may go into a little bit more of this. We thought this would be a good issue to have on the show today. I know I kind of tried to stay fairly focused, but as you see daily, if you scour the newswire services at all, like I said, some of them have the same stories, and somebody's writing about the same issue, but they're all over the place. The facts don't match up. Well, see, if you really want to get to the truth of the situation, you have to dig. You can't just rely on all that. I don't care what it is. So, we are happy to have you with us again on the Edge of Truth. We will see you next week here, and we may keep talking about this, or we may go to another subject. But again, we will see you again on the Edge of Truth. Thank you for being here.